They say there are many old temples which are needed, which need renovation, so they will spend money for the renovation of old temples, but not for new temples.
Oh. That means they don't want expansion.
Yes.
What kind of committee?
But that also is a farce, because they spend 13 lakhs of rupees for construction of a temple in New York.
Yes.
Temples.
They want to take charge of everything that they give money for. Just like these temples which they have in New York, they will be in charge of them. They will be the pujaris and things.
That is their construction, their own temple.
Yes.
Why is there?
Ganesh and other beings are also important. They want to be in charge of it.
That means all the foolish ideas.
Actually, Prabhupada, it is only for this, it will ultimately be for the Hindu community, therefore, to proclaim their marriage.
The whole Hindu in God.
I've been to this Ganesh temple. We went there for a program once. It's such a small piece of land in Queens.
Yes.
No one's going to go there. And when we were there in Queens, we distributed about 20 of your big books in half an hour there.
What happened in New York?
In this Ganesh temple. I found there with Yadavara and Vishali. Now they have a temporary one. They're building a... We've been building it for 5 years.
What is their fault? This Tirupati committee?
Hinduism, true. Hinduism, very
correct.
No definition of that term now, Hinduism. Just like if we want to get on the radio, okay, well, there are so many minor sects. So if we give time for one, then everybody will watch. But then when we want some other aid, they say, no, you're a majority group. We have to help the minority groups. So sometimes we are minor sects and sometimes we are majority.
I suppose. That's good. More eyes. This Tirupati is a Vaishnava temple.
Yes.
So they should encourage Vaishnavism means real religion. All are that bogus, sitting living. That is, dharma prodhita kaitava akshara. Kaitava means sitting. Nati vidu sartha gatin hi Vishnu. They do not know that. And what is this land?
They are using the deity's money, Prabhupada, to maintain the universities. And in the universities, they're teaching birth control and so many other things.
So why don't you take them into court?
They are the court. They are the court.
They are the company.
I mean, they say the same persons are...
The court.
They're all one click.
The court has legalized abortion, for example, now.
In India?
No, in America. In India also, the government is encouraging you
to get a reward.
How many times?
The government
all of us, you get a reward.
They give you a prize, and the person who brings someone, he will get 25 rupees.
Now
the
I
graduate, after a month, you get the bonus.
Yeah.
150 rupees, 10 times.
And now the government is thinking of having a policy by which if a person has more than two children, he will not be promoted, he will not get raises to discourage.
The Mohammedan community has refused. I'm Christian.
So Hindus
are doing. So they feel in a few generations, the Mohammedan Christian community will outnumber the Hindus.
Is that their prayer?
Yes. Even to the point that Puri Shankaracharya printed a book how everyone should have five children. All Hindus should have as many children as they
Authority, do they believe in Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Huh? Why are they going against Bhagavad Gita?
That I don't understand.
Huh? Ask them that what is the meaning of your reading Bhagavad Gita daily if you go against it?
But they are not going, but the preachers who come there, they are doing.
They
bring in the preachers to preach Bhagavad Gita, but they themselves, they don't read Bhagavad Gita.
The preachers mean third-class preachers? Or anybody is allowed to speak any nonsense? That is going on.
How they are going against it, Bhagavad Gita?
Huh?
How they are going against it?
You read Bhagavad Gita? You do not know how they are going against it?
I'm not familiar with it.
Then why do you say I read Bhagavad Gita?
I'm not familiar with Tirupati.
Huh? Tirupati is establishing Ganesh temple. So that is again Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad says that Kamasthasya Yutagyana Jaganti Annadeva. The rascals who are very much lusty, lost their intelligence, they are asleep by the dinner.
The Ramanuja Sannyasis have had all their authority taken away from the society.
Huh?
All their authority in the temples has been taken away by the government committee. Just ritualistically, in the morning, the sannyasi comes and opens the door. He holds the key. We met them at lunch.
Sannyasi, they have no influence over them.
To me, the actual purpose of this Tirupati government committee is eventually do away with all religious functions.
Yes.
That's their real plan.
How to take the money that's being donated to the big man.
This is the beginning. They're making a show now, but eventually the plan will be to close all the things.
Nationalize on things. Not close, because you can make a lot of money.
Mm.
It's easier to nationalize just like faith.
Yeah. But when they don't become profitable, then they'll close it. That's the point. Welcome to us. Instead of the state or the government being the servant of the deity, they're making the deity the servant of the government.
Yes. Funny, I mean,
yes. Thanks for listening.
like they nationalized industries. They want to nationalize the content. Krishna.
Are they not so strong in the other states?
I'm just ready to come here and copy it. I'm totally tired of having a new female.
But it's
anywhere that they're big. UP has a lot of temples.
But what about our temples?
Yeah,
they're wanting me. Fine. So you like this American power.
Make an American
president. How about industry? Our society is registered in America.
In India, presently, we are registered in Bombay, and all the other centers are branch offices. That's why in Hyderabad they haven't touched us. In Maharashtra, I think Maharashtra will be the last state to do something of this type.
But then when it does it, what will we do?
We have been trying our best to escape instead of this.
And then no, so we should try to make some provision there. Awesome.
Well, the government wants to do this.
But we are changing, we are making our constitution look like a welfare society. So this way, we may not fall into this.
We have to preach to them so that they understand the value of this.
But the ones that are coming here, not for religion, but they are coming for the Krishna culture.
Yes.
We have to make that. Religion they have already got. Christian.
They will say that this Krishna culture is Hinduism. They will say that Krishna culture is Hinduism.
Then he said, I can prove it in the court. Krishna is not Hinduism. Never. Why is there anything in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, I'm for the Hindus?
The Hindu law is so elastic. It says anyone who calls himself a Hindu or who practices any
puts on silak.
Who he may have the lowest character or the highest standard, anyway, he will be all considered a Hindu.
So this should be taken to court. And the Supreme Court.
But if there's no definition of Hindu, how can you prove
it? There is no Hindu. It is not, therefore you are not Hindu.
Okay, so this is our definition. This is what we say a Hindu is.
Huh?
The court says this is what we say a Hindu is. So you are Hindus.
And court can say anything, but that, why not put it into the judgment of many judges.
So you have to establish what is Hinduism and what is Christian consciousness.
You can define anything. That does not mean that your definition is perfect. Actually, we have to suppose Hindu. So, who is not accepting Bhagavad Gita? But where is the Bhagavad Gita? Where is the mention of Hindu? Krishna says that I am the father of all religions. So why do they say that this is Hindu?
Well, all religions say that they are the best. Jesus Christ says, if everyone who comes to me, they will get the grace of God. So it's the same thing, but still they are Christians and you are Hindus.
This cannot stay in the court. Krishna is an expression of the of the Hindu. No has
The word Hindu doesn't appear in the Vedas anyway.
Why do you use in the Christian consciousness the Hindu caste marks? Hindu caste marks and tilaks, so this is all Hindu.
This is not Hindu. It appears like Hindu. It's like you appear like an Indian sannyasi. But you are not Indian.
The judge is wearing a white wig and a British
suit. He's not British.
We have clearly taken Krishna consciousness.
So Krishna is a Hindu god.
Krishna. That is your definition. Krishna doesn't say.
But my definition counts because I'm in charge.
You can do any nonsense. That is that is therefore you have to be taken to the court. You know, how you can talk like nonsense and do like nonsense. Because anyone can do any nonsense thing, then who will control you?
That's the point.
The Chief Justice himself was saying like that in Madras. Their opinion will come in their favor.
And they can give opinion, but then Supreme Court, there is international court, we shall go.
That's no problem.
That's only for dispute between countries.
Yeah, to this country.
Yeah,
only can. They're forcing us to become a Hindu. This is a different country. You have to tackle it. It's intelligent.
In Mark's book about Hinduism, they describe Hinduism as a culture that worships many gods, and ultimately God is formless.
No.
But we are against it. We're definitely not Hindus, even philosophically, according to that.
We are against all so-called cheating religions. The Hinduism is a cheating religion. We are cheating Bhagavad and Bhagavad beginning. That we have kicked out all cheating religions. What is cheating religion? That one has to understand. Bhagavad says, Manmantishakhaad Bhagavad Prami. Religion means the order given by God. If you do not know who is God, impersonal, then what is your religion? You have to tackle things.
They will consult all the standard dictionaries about Krishna,
dictionary,
all the...
That's the standard. The standard is the book itself. That is our profession. You may bring some dictionary made by some fools. No, we have to take your part. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Well, even Jesus Christ just said, I am for all. That there is Christianity.
Yes, that is the fact. Either God or God is presenting He is for everyone. Sridham Sarvabhutanam, that is the definition of Sadhu. Essentially person as God is for everyone. Essentially person is for everyone. Why he should be for Hindu or Muslim or Christian? That is the definition of essentially person. Hilda. Hilda means Pelvisa. So, either Christ or any Vaishnava is Pelvisa for everyone. Hindu monk, but who cares for the Ramakrishna? For the last 85 years they are watching how many Hindus are met. Simply bogus program. They advertise that we are men, all Americans. The Americans. We picked up 2 Americans ladies. Where is the Hindu sadhu eating meat?
Here it says Hare Krishna Babu. Naga. Huh? It's Hare Krishna Babu.
Babu? Babu name? Foreign devotees are signing this moment not because it is a Hindu culture. take it as a real spiritual cult. Otherwise, why for the last 100, 200 years, a Hindu, a sannyasi, yogis are going there? Who did accept? Did anybody? Ramakrishna and son, and go more, within the 85 years, how many Hindus they have met? You can count maybe a dozen of them. Huh? Did they make any Hindus? Here in America, long while. And it is the Hindu caste one that sannyasi is need.
Drink wine.
Drink wine.
Yeah, bring it.
Drinking wine and eating meals, the next stage is meditation. It does the business of the Hindu monk. There are sampradayas, Ramana sampradayas, Sankara sampradayas, but where the Hindu monk drinks and eats meat, they are introduced to the Hindu.
So,
nowadays everyone has become impossible. Lord Krishna, Arya, it takes our principles, these things we not only have to finish. Atadeva param balam.
The Hindu Buddha department,
hmm?
Hinduism department in Indonesia.
Right.
So they've divided the land, you know, the different religions into different departments. And they have one man who studied in Benares. Hmm. He's in charge of the whole country for Hinduism,
hmm,
and Buddhism.
So why they do not allow us?
Well, they actually they allow us.
Huh?
They allow our society.
What?
But it's such a corrupt country that it, at any moment they could kick us out. You know? They have no principle except money. But the man seems to be a little intelligent, a little knowledgeable. I bet he seems to be a little. They try to renovate temples, very old temples like in India.
There's no need for so-called religion, it is better. They're not spoiling them.
The head of that Vishwa Hindu went to Delhi to get tax exemption. So they said, you drop the name Hindu. He said, no, we will never drop the name Hindu. Even if you don't give us tax exemption, we will be without the tax exemption, but we will never give up our name Hindu.
What about Hindi? Can you make a law that is law? Actually, they are not fighting. Hindi law means monotheism. So, who's present there? Don't require any law except this. So, why is that Hindu strong Hindu? Hindu means monotheism. And Manavipahu is mono. The inner expression is coming now. Manu. The word mono, the word manav has come. Just like he has started that Manadharma. Manadharma means Manu. That he does not. From Manu, Manadharma. Just like from Sadhu, Sadhu has come. They do not know even grammar. These leaders, they do not know even grammar.
The government's giving them free homes and we're giving them free prasadam. Why can't it work?
They should what? Hare Krishna.
But there's one economist, I think you quoted him, John Kenneth Galbraith. He says that if there's no, if somebody's supplied with a place to sleep and something to eat, why should he work? But he won't work unless there's some motivation. If he's forced to work, he'll work, otherwise he won't work.
Your preaching is not meant for creating a lazy class on that. You have to engage in Krishna consciousness business.
That is Krishna.
Chant Hare Krishna and then give him prasad. He will be automatically purified and offer himself for service.
So that's chances.
Yes.
And let's say, well, you are proselytizing by rice.
I'm not proselytizing.
Unless they take for you
the original concept.
Unless they follow you, then you won't be there.
Right?
You are starting them until they...
He shall go on. Chanting is also gone. Both.
That was the article of the carrot. That gives fruit, but you cannot use it to proselytize.
Oh, he gets Krishna prasad. Not food.
In Guntur, in a Christian hospital, in the maternity ward, they would not release the baby to the parents until they converted to Christianity.
What's that?
In Guntur. So they did it to one Brahmin family, and he brought it to the court because he was more orthodox. And they were... It was only one or two articles came in the newspaper. It was hushed up. Well, like that, aren't they?
It takes 10 years for the court to decide,
huh? Well, they immediately police orders that it has to be released. Or they put, just like the Mohammedan water, they put some bread in a well in a place like this. Then they can say, you are all Christian now? Because you have that bread that you have put there.
They're going like that, yes?
In Europe, when Christianity first came to Constantine, the priests would stay in the top of a river, and they marched an army through the river. And the priests put the holy water. And when the army came on the other side, they said, now you've all been baptized. You were all Christians. Mass. Conversion. I'm mixing Hinduism and Indian nationality. It's fascism. That was also the government's fascism. The Hindu groups.
Hindu groups.
That was the point that enraged the government. Same pundit with the Prayaschitta. They don't like Mohammedans, they don't like the Christians. They say, you have created Pakistan. So all the Mohammedans should go there. This is Hindustan.
Maybe.
Not that good one.
Mostly.
Nowadays, there's a passion for when the Brahmins
Krishna says, give me this food, patram pushpam phalam tura. So we offer him, and then he eats it. So we have nothing to do with vegetarian and non-vegetarian. If Krishna says that you give me flesh, then we can eat flesh. But Krishna does not say.
I have heard one person say that patram pushpam phalam toyam doesn't include other things. There are many other things that we offer Krishna besides patram pushpam phalam toyam.
Yeah.
So similarly, why can't we offer meat? He doesn't say don't offer me meat. In the Bhagavad Gita, he doesn't say you can't offer Krishna meat.
So if you like, can do it.
People here will offer
what directly he says you have to test. And if you interpret, that can be interpreted.
I have rewritten the Bible. Thou shalt not murder.
Leave that paper there. Is anything but Krishna.
Temple, they are worshipping this Dwarka Shila with the Shalagram Shila.
At the end, there's nothing except.